Audio presents The Beekeeper's Apprentice by Laurie R. King. Read for you by Jenny Sterling.
Prelude. Author's Note. To this spot a sort of aged philosopher had retired. Here he had built his refuge, being a little weary of interrogating men. Dear reader, as both I and the century approach the beginnings of our ninth decades, I have been forced to admit that age is not always a desirable state. The physical, of course, contributes its own flavour to life, but the most vexing problem I have found is that my past, intensely real to me, has begun to fade into the mists of history in the eyes of those around me. The First World War has deteriorated into a handful of quaint songs and sepia images, occasionally powerful, but immeasurably distant. There is death in that war, but no blood. The 20s have become a caricature. The clothing we wore is now in museums, and those of us who remember the beginnings of this godforsaken century are beginning to falter. With us will go our memories. I do not remember when I first realized that the flesh and blood Sherlock Holmes I knew so well was to the rest of the world merely a figment of an out-of-work medical doctor's powerful imagination.